Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Peaceful Homebirth. Today, I'm doing a quick episode on something you may hear about on occasion, but you may also not be prepared for. And that's prodromal labor, or you may have heard it called false labor. I just want you to know what it is and how to hang in there if it has happened to you, like it did for me, the last three babies, my goodness. Before we get into the show, though, I do want to remind you of a super amazing opportunity, and that is a free 30-minute birth strategy session. You can imagine, I listen to a lot of women talk about their birth dreams, desires, plans, and fears. And after being in this world for so long, you just start to hear themes and see outcomes based on mindsets and decisions women are making. You'd think that if you just plan a home birth, then nothing could go wrong and you just end up having an amazing pregnancy and birth because of the location itself. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a lot more that goes into planning and preparing for a birth than you may think, and I don't want you to get caught off guard. So, you may be surprised what all pops up during pregnancy, and just the challenge that challenges you and really makes you question your decision. There's just so much information, and really, it can be easy to get overwhelmed. Sometimes you just end up in the fear of the unknown, and that is not a fun place to be. So, if this is you right now and you're overwhelmed, and you're a little nervous and you're lacking confidence, then I want you to go to bit.ly/birthstrategy and schedule your call right now. It's absolutely free. There is no sales on this call whatsoever. And I'm just here to serve you and help you overcome what you need in order to have your dream birth. So if you're ready to have a breakthrough and find confidence in your plan to birth in the comfort of your own home, then schedule this call. Again, it's bit.ly/birthstrategy. All right, let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, where your journey to a joyful and empowered birth experience begins. I'm your host, Ellie McLean, a registered nurse, home birth coach, devoted wife, and proud mother to four incredible kiddos. I've walked the path from trauma to triumph, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. At the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, we're more than just a show. We're a community of dreamers, believers, and fearless mothers to be. If you're seeking to reclaim your birth story, to transform fear into confidence, and to embrace the beauty of home birth, you've found your tribe. My own transformative journey began with a traumatic C-section, propelling me on a quest to uncover the power of home birth. And now I'm on a mission to help you rise above your past, prevent needless C-sections, and stand firmly in the certainty of your dream birth. As a devoted follower of Jesus, I believe that his divine design for birth is inherently good. It is a reflection of his love, strength, and grace. If the dream of home birth has been planted on your heart, know that it's there for a purpose, and I'm here to stand with you as you pursue it wholeheartedly. In a world filled with racing thoughts and doubts, I'm your guide to taking those thoughts captive, making them obedient to Christ, and replacing them with the liberating truth. Together, we'll navigate the challenges that lie ahead, finding not only freedom, but also unbridled joy on your path to motherhood. This podcast is a haven for the woman who has faced the darkness of a traumatic birth and has questioned whether home birth is within her reach. Here we shatter those doubts. Join us for illuminating interviews with remarkable birth workers who share our reverence for the sanctity and splendor of birth. Listen to inspiring women as they recount their triumphant birth stories, each a testament to the strength that resides within you. So whether you're just starting to explore the world of home birth, or you're already on this radiant journey, the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast is your sanctuary, your wellspring of knowledge, and your unwavering support system. Get ready to be inspired, to be empowered, and to embark on a path that leads you to the birth you've always dreamed of. It's time to experience the Holy Spirit's power, to embrace the beauty of birth, and to create a legacy of love and strength. Are you ready to transform your birth experience? Let's dive in.
Okay, so what is prodromal labor? I think sometimes prodromal labor can be mistaken for Braxton Hicks. And Braxton Hicks is a type of contraction that is painless. You may feel tightening and see it in your belly, but they don't really do much. They don't do anything to your cervix. So a lot of times what can happen is people think that they're, you know, starting to go into labor, and really it's just these Braxton Hicks. Well, that next level of it all is the prodromal labor, or some people call it false labor. I really don't like that term because I don't think it's false. I think your body knows exactly what it needs to do, and it is preparing in the exact way it needs to do it. So for some people, when they hear false labor, they think that it is non-productive and it's just a pain. And when you're going into birth in that mindset, it's just not a good way to go in there. Not a good way to start. So I know this because I have had to deal with it the last three pregnancies. My first baby, I had some Braxton Hicks, but nothing like I did with the last three. So I could be totally wrong on this, but my thinking around this is that it's maybe because I had a C-section with my first, and my body just needed a long warm-up period before it would start into labor. And so this is what my mindset is going into birth each time, because I could really feel sorry for myself. So what this often looks like for people is it starts in the evening when you start winding down and you're laying down, and you start to feel some cramping, and you might start feeling like small contraction type of tightenings. And this could go on for hours. Typically, for each one of my babies, it lasted from about 8 or 10 o'clock at night to 12 or 1 in the morning. And I would hydrate, I would lay down, I would do all the things and rest, and nothing would help it. It was just that time frame every single night. So I got really good at ignoring them. And I just knew, okay, I need to be home by this time, and I need to relax and let my body do what it needs to do. So that may give you a little bit of an idea on what prodromal labor is. I mean, I was using my birth ball. I was getting into all of these different positions and doing the mile circuit and trying to get things moving. That was with my first, the first time I had prodromal labor. And I realized that this was typical for me the last 2 weeks of pregnancy. So once I started figuring that out, that also helped a little bit with the time frame of when I could expect a baby. Now, here is what to do if this happens to you, okay? I don't want you to get all worked up about this, because it is really easy. And you actually, I hear this a lot, is women really believe that they're in labor, especially if you've never had a baby before. You can get yourself really excited and really worked up about it. And of course, why wouldn't you? This is your first baby and you're really excited about it. Or your first home birth labor. And so you're calling your midwife, and then either if you have an inexperienced midwife or doula, they'll come over right away. And that can sometimes really put a kink in how your labor progresses. I am a huge advocate for birth workers not being present for at least the first stage of your labor. Enjoy that time with just you and your husband and your children and whoever, wherever you want to go. It can be such a fun bonding experience for all of you. So the mindset going into it is, one, nothing is wrong with you. This is just what your body needs. This is how your body works. Each body is unique, and that's okay. That's how you were made, and it is good. Whatever is going on is okay, and it is good. Your body was intelligently made. And also, number two, your body is productive, right? So nothing. I remember my midwife sitting down with me with one of my first home birth and saying, everything is productive. And I remember thinking, I am so glad she said that because I could sit here in with a bad attitude, thinking, oh my goodness, this is doing nothing. This is false labor, which means I'm just sitting here suffering. But when I had the mindset of it is productive, that was extremely helpful. And then also, mindset going into it. Number three, it's a great opportunity to practice surrender and relaxation before the real deal starts. So allow yourself to lean in and breathe into them and really practice that relaxation and that mindfulness of letting yourself go in the moment. It is a great practice time. So again, it is productive, even if all you're doing is practicing surrender and relaxation. All right. If this does happen and your mindset is in the right place, still it can get exhausting, especially if you're like me and have had it for 2 weeks at the end of each pregnancy. So I had to come up with a very, very good plan. Otherwise, I would have, again, started feeling very sorry for myself. So some things that I did was I had a plan every day. I had something to look forward to. So whether that was getting my nails done or going on a walk or going out to coffee with a friend, going out to eat, I had a breakfast date with my husband and my family this last time, and I got my nails done for my birthday. And I also, I don't know if you guys, I have said it in previous episodes, but I was planning that this baby would come before my birthday. So I was celebrating all of my birthday, events beforehand. So I got my birthday meals done and I went out to eat and all of that. And he ended up being born on my actual birthday. So that was quite a surprise and the best present, honestly, I could ever ask for. But going and taking a bath, getting a foot massage, just maybe writing down in your calendar, like these are the things that I'm going to do each day to help me have something to look forward to in the end. Also, help me distract, get on your birth ball and do figure eights with your hips and move side to side. Move in intelligently and intuitively with your. With what your body wants to do. Again, this goes back to it's great surrender and relaxation. And it's also such a good time to move with your body. What is your body telling you to do? Lean into that and enjoy. All right. Self-care. Again, this is not an easy time. If you have that prodromal labor, it can be wearing on you. So also, you don't know when labor is going to start. So this applies for anybody who is planning to have a baby and you're around your due date. Self-care is so important. That means going to bed early. It is the worst. And again, I'm telling you this from personal experience. It is the worst staying up late the day before, or actually the night before you go into labor, or the night. You go into labor. I watched a movie until midnight and I woke up at 2 in the morning in labor. You guys, not a smart idea. Thankfully, that labor didn't go too long and I was able to sleep the rest of the afternoon. But don't be like me. Go to bed early, be in a good routine, honor your body and the sleep it needs. Make sure you're hydrating well. Dehydration can cause a very irritable uterus. And so making sure you're drinking a lot of water, you have your minerals, you're well balanced in that. And then if you are taking red raspberry leaf, maybe cut back on it or stop it altogether. Sometimes that can cause your uterus again to tone a little bit too much and it work a little bit too hard at the end of your pregnancy. So you can cut back on that. And then again, just keep up your protein. Protein is so important for everybody at the end of pregnancy, but it is good for your tissues and for your immune system. And it's just always a good reminder, keep up your protein. Okay, to recap, prodromal labor, or what some people call false labor, is when you think you're actually in labor because your contractions are a little bit more intense than Braxton Hicks, and they often come in the evening at around the same time, and they can be really hard. They can go anywhere from a day or two before having a baby to a couple of weeks, a few weeks. So having the right mindset going into that and just knowing, okay, this could last a while, but nothing is wrong. My body is doing exactly what it needs to do, and I'm going to practice surrendering and relaxation. And then making sure that you know this is going to maybe happen every single night for a little while, and you need to have something to look forward to. So what is that going to be for you in the evening? Is that going to be planning a fun movie, eating popcorn, doing a manicure, pedicure, getting a coffee in the morning, going out to eat, just finding things to distract yourself, something that would be fun, maybe a foot bath, that would be fun. And then lastly, self-care, going to bed early. You don't know what the next night or day will hold, so making sure you're honoring your body's need for sleep, making sure you're hydrated, cutting back on red raspberry leaf tea, and then keeping up your protein. All of that is so important. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed today's little quick episode. Thank you again for listening. And if this was helpful for you, would you please leave a review? That helps the message of peaceful home birth spread to more women who are looking to see if this could be an option for them. And also, share with a friend. If you know somebody who's even the least bit interested in home birth, do them a favor and give them all of this information so that they can decide if this is their next best step. And also, last thing, check out more offerings at peacefulhomebirth.com, including where to book a free call and more information about the Peaceful Home Birth Retreat this July. Thanks again for listening, and as always, peace be with you. I hope you loved today's episode and found it so helpful and encouraging. If you did, would you take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend who has been praying for a peaceful home birth? Lastly, make sure you get my free download of my complete home birth essentials checklist. Make sure you have everything ready to go so you're able to feel at peace and confidence leading into your home birth. This printable checklist has all of the important but less glamorous or thought of items that I have found to be so incredibly helpful to have at a home birth after working with many clients in person. Now, get it by clicking the link in the show notes. And as always, thanks for listening and peace be with you.